The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hello, and welcome to Grace in Focus. Today, we're going to hear from a Free Grace missionary who is from South Africa and is a missionary to Mexico. Grace in Focus is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We are located in North Texas, and you can know more about us by going to our website, faithalone.org. Make sure and read our daily blogs when you go there, and get information about our free subscription magazine, Grace in Focus, published 6 times a year. That's faithalone.org. Now with the content of today's broadcast, recorded from our 2024 national conference recently, here is Ken Yates, along with John Stravopoulos.
This is a special week for our podcast because we are at the national conference, the annual national conference of GES here outside of Denton, Texas at Camp Copus. And what we try to do during these conferences is interview some of the people here. We have a special person to interview this time, originally from South Africa, but is currently living in Mexico. Well, he's in a ministry in Mexico, but I think he's doing visa stuff in Canada. So we've got a world traveler with us. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you. So who am I speaking with today?
John Stavropoulos. I'm a missionary in Mexico.
And who are you with down there?
With Ethnos Canada.
So Ethnos Canada, which we might know as Ethnos 360, right?
Right.
And then before that, New Tribes.
New Tribes Mission.
Just as a little personal history, I and my wife, I went down and stayed with John and Elise. They gave me the opportunity to be a part of what they're doing down there and practice my Spanish. It was just a lot of fun. They have a little house in their backyard. They were very hospitable to us, so we appreciate that. John, tell me, first of all, how did you get associated with Free Grace? Was it through Ethnos 360 or was it before that, or how did that happen with you?
When I went to Bible school, I went to New Tribes Bible Institute in Jackson, Michigan.
And that's not there anymore, right?
No, they've merged with the one in Wisconsin.
Right.
And we used Zane Hodges' commentaries on James and the epistles of John as our textbook. So that's how I first heard about.
So before you went there, you didn't know about Zane Hodges?
No, not at all. Yeah, I believed in Jesus for eternal life at a young age, but after that, the message that I heard was either you're going to lose it if you sin too much, or you...
Which is pretty much all of us, right?
Or you're chosen, but you never know if you're chosen until you get to heaven, so that didn't give you much, just any assurance there.
Now, how did you wind up at the school? Did you go from South Africa there? Directly there, or how did that work?
So when I was in high school, I watched videos about New Tribes Mission, and I had heard that they had a school there, and a couple sponsored me to go through the training. And
you got there, and then you saw your experience is a little bit like mine. I had Zane in seminary, and the first time I had him, I said, wow, this is different. You know, this is the way he was explaining the Bible. In your case, it was James and the epistles of John. Uh-huh. Was that an eye-opening experience for you? How was that?
It was. I mean, everything that I was learning was new. I mean, about dispensationalism and how you didn't need to jump through hoops to gain acceptance by God. It was just by grace and through faith alone, and that was all coming together for me there, and everything was new.
And now in those classes, I'm assuming that not all your professors were teaching the same thing, or maybe they were.
Not everybody was teaching the same thing. Some people were in favor, I guess, of free grace, and others were more cautious. It was just shortly after the 2006, well, around the controversy about the crossless gospel. So I guess some people were not in favor of of it, but we still were using the textbooks, and I was convinced that there was good. I don't know, but okay. We were told, you know, just be careful because, you know, we think they might have gone a bit too far with.
Now, did I'm kind of curious? Was that particular teacher, was he one of the older ones?
He was.
Okay, see, I didn't know that, but I just assumed. So, yeah. Yeah, the older guy, like, okay, I've been through this before, so he did it. Now, how did you get in contact, or how did you get associated with GES?
So looking at the commentaries, I saw they were from GES, and I went on their website, and then I also did some searching, and Antonio De Rosa had some blogs, and I came across Diane Boring's blog.
Uh-huh.
And one of our teachers at the time was supported by the church that Diane goes to, and I was traveling to Arkansas for a dental. Right on the border of Arkansas, there's this place in Oklahoma that does this dental. They teach you how to do fillings and pull people's teeth in remote locations. And I thought, and he said, well, while you're going through for this dental course in
Oklahoma, were going to learn to pull people's teeth. Oh, wow.
So
okay.
He said, why don't you stop in Arkansas and say hello to Diane, and her church is Free Grace. And so I did. And I heard the most clear message there that I, like in all the churches I had been to, that it was by faith alone in Christ for eternal life and nothing added. And I was like, amen. And I got to meet Diane, and at that time her husband Dale and was around still, and had good conversations with them about Free Grace and about the Grace Evangelical Society and what we believed, and it was so neat. But it was this little pocket of people that, I mean, I hadn't met other Free Grace people anywhere else.
Did you know that the Grace Evangelical Society offers an MDiv degree through our online seminary? And tuition is free to those who maintain a 3.0 grade average. It is a 3-year degree program, and you can submit your application now to gain acceptance. Then stay apprised of our registration periods for upcoming semester terms. Program and application details can be found at gesseminary.org. Have a look at our MDiv degree. Become an approved workman. Find out how. gesseminary.org.
Well, let me ask you a question. What was it like at the school with the other students? Were they receptive to it, the people in class, or were they like, I don't know about this? I'm just asking for my own information. Yeah,
it was a mixed bag. Yeah. Some people were receptive. Some people, they had all different backgrounds. And
right.
Yeah.
Now, what's it like in Mexico now? First off, tell us what your plans are. I know a little bit about this because when I was down there, John and his wife Elise were in language training to learn Spanish. I was very jealous because I want to do that too, but they were obviously more immersed in it than I was. And so where are you at? What are you hoping to do with that? What are your future plans?
We're planning to go back in October, and we want to invite people to study the Book of John and just do evangelism with the people that we've been learning Spanish with, and share the saving message of life with them and see where it goes from there. But that's our desire, because where we are, there aren't any Free Grace churches, or it's not a very clear message.
Now, I remember when I was down there, I met a couple of your tutors, and if I remember right, one was a pastor, wasn't he? Or maybe a part-time pastor or something like that?
Right,
Now, are you still in contact with him?
I am, yeah.
And is he open to the Free Grace message at all?
Well, you know, I gave him the book, The Gospel Under Siege, in Spanish.
Yes. And let me just say, we've got some, this is for everyone, we've got some Spanish resources. Now, John just mentioned The Gospel Under Siege. We have that in Spanish. We also have a small booklet on eternal security by Ken White. And then we also have One of the books that I wrote about my daughter, Elizabeth, and her life in the gospel and rewards, and that has been translated into Spanish. So, okay, yeah. I didn't mean to cut you off. No. I just want to let our people know before you went on, but go ahead.
So I'm not sure how much of it he's read, but he's after your visit, he said to me, I think I'm beginning to think that maybe Lordship salvation is not right.
Oh, well, that's good news.
So I haven't had a follow-up with that, but we are in contact.
Yeah. Well, good, good. And so what is the church situation down there? I mean, how does it work for someone like you? Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's plenty of Spanish-speaking churches, or do you, like, have home groups? How do you all do that? How do you all worship? Because a lot of times, a lot of our listeners comment and people associated with GES that, well, there's no Free Grace churches, like you said, around there. So how do you deal with that down there?
It's difficult. There isn't a Free Grace church, and we've just been attending one that isn't Free Grace. But we're open to the idea of, well, let's try and start a Bible study in our home. And besides that, we also attend a Zoom studies with GES online.
Right.
So that we can be connected with other people who are Free Grace. And
the great news is you can have a Bible study now in English, or you can have a Bible study now in Spanish.
Right.
Do you feel confident up in your Spanish that you could lead a Bible study? See, now he's going to make me jealous. He's going to make me jealous here.
I do think I need to get some help preparing it with someone who speaks Spanish as a native language, native speaker. But I'm new at leading such things, but I'm willing to give it a go.
That's exciting. That's exciting. Well, I hope everyone is encouraged by John's story here, because it's just another reminder that the message of grace is getting out. I mean, look at John here. You know, he's in Canada. He's from South Africa. He's in Mexico. Who knows how many people he and Elise are going to impact with the message of grace. If the Lord tarries, who knows? And who knows how many countries he's going to visit. So, John, we appreciate what you're doing. We love it that you're here. This is, by the way, this is his second conference. I met him at the first time he came a few years ago. So it's great to have you and Elise here. And for John, for me, and for everybody, keep grace in focus.
We invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. Maybe you've got a question or comment or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Please make sure your question is as succinct and clear as possible. That would be a great big help. On our next episode, what kind of baptism is Peter talking about in 1 Peter 3? Please join us, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.